Hello and welcome to Bears Wire, your one-stop shop for all things Chicago Bears on the USA Today Sports Network. I'm Lauren Cox and I'm here with Philotoshin, and today we have a very special guest with us, Chicago Bears running back Kadeem Carey. Kadeem, thanks so much for coming on with us, and Phil, would you like to start us off with the first question?
Listen, Kadeem, you know, there's a new feeling around Hallis Hall, and you're going into your second year under John Fox. Is it more than just talk, or is everybody buying in on the Fox mantra?
Shoot. I mean, I would say everybody's buying in. Completely everybody bought into John Fox right now, and what he's doing for this team. I mean, like he said, he wants to run the hot hand in the running backs. I mean, whoever has the hot hand is going to stay in the game and, you know, going to continue to, you know, help out this offense. So, I mean, I love the fact that he's taking that approach on the game, you know. So I'm really excited for that.
Now, Kadeem, what's your biggest strength as a running back? I mean, entering your third season now, I feel like some fans haven't had enough of an opportunity to really see you on the field, on offense at least, and really get a feel for what Kadeem Carey brings to the running back position. So which of your traits would you say is your strongest at this point?
I would definitely say my biggest strength is just having knowledge now. You know, I've been in the league going on 3 years now, and I'm very healthy besides my concussion. But, you know, I had to sit beside Forte, you know, see the game, see how he approached the game. Then I got to, you know, fall the third thing and then really get hungry about the game, really want it even more. I had the game taken away from me. They had me inactive, you know, a couple games last year, so it made me even more hungrier, made you study the game even better, and you're just resting your body as the process goes by. So I feel like I have a lot of knowledge of this game, and, you know, I could participate holes, my offensive line making the holes before they actually open. So when they do open, I can just hit it right away and just be out of there.
Now, on the flip side, what would you say is your biggest weakness right now? I mean, the best and brightest running backs always seem to identify their own weaknesses and work to eliminate them. So what is it you're working on the most this offseason?
Definitely right now this offseason I've been working on participating in the safety rotation. So safety rotation coming down and where the blitzes are coming from just right away before pre-snap. You know, just looking at the defense and seeing one safety a little bit lower and just participating in a safety is a little bit lower on the left side. That means, you know, your will may come. You know, your will linebacker come on the weak side. So just, you know, participate him coming so it's not like a reaction for him to, or for me to go get him. It's just like, oh, yeah, I have a feeling he's coming. Oh, I'm already there. So, you know, just participate in blitzes before it happens.
Now, Kadeem, I get fired up because it seems to us and me and Lauren and many other people that could, you know, really follow the Bears, that fans and people overlook you, at least outside the locker room. But one person inside the locker room that doesn't seems to be Kyle Long. And at one point last season, he was asked about you and how you play. And what he said was, and I quote, "I don't see Kadeem runs. I hear them. When Jeremy Langford, that is, gets it, I can see him run by. But when Kadeem, you just hear it. Oh, Kadeem got the ball? Someone must be jacked up on defense, and that's great." Now, what does it mean to you when one of the leaders, obviously, on the offense has something like that to say about the running back, Kadeem Carey?
I mean, me and Kyle Law, we got a good relationship. He says I play like him. You know, we play the game aggressive and with passion. So, like when he says I get the ball, it's more like, you know, I don't care who comes in my path, who comes in my way. You know, it's either me or you, and it's going to be you because I'd rather it not be me. So if you step in my lane and, you know, I don't have my juke ready to juke, so you might just get ran over or you might just take a pounding. And that's exciting to hear from Kyle Long, from, you know, a leader on our team, because it's going to be a lot of that.
And another player who has praised you to the media is Jay Cutler, a guy that doesn't seem to open up much to outsiders. So from your perspective, what is he like in the huddle on game days, and what kind of teammate is he to you?
Jay Cutler is a great teammate. I mean, he's excellent to me, to tell you the truth. He really pushes you in a different way that I've never been pushed. He's kind of quiet. I mean, he'll call the play. Like, it's a run play, he'll look at you, and then he'll line right under the center and just hand you off the ball. I'm like, all right, let's see what's going to happen. And then, you know, every time I touch the ball, I want to impress him because, you know, I want to be back there in the backfield, me and him duel. I want him to trust me 100%. So when he calls a play, you know, it's more about impressing him and, you know, showing him that I'm a right fit for this. You know, you ain't going to have Forte always, but you're going to have me, and we're going to get this thing done. So I'm thankful to have Jay right beside me.
Speaking of Forte, the loss of Forte is obviously a big one for the team, and we all knew what he could do for the offense when he was a Bear, but what did he mean to you in the running back room, and how did he influence your career, and what might you miss the most about him?
Man, Forte was a great guy. I mean, he influenced me in so many different ways. I mean, off the field, the way you take care of your body, the way to be a pro, you know, you got to approach, this is your lifestyle, and this is what's going to feed your family. So, I mean, he taught me a lot about that, and he's a Christian guy, and I'm a Christian guy too. So, I mean, he taught me off the field just to be a humble, grateful guy for everything that, you know, every snap I get to play, every practice I get to go to. And he's just been, you know, my older brother in this whole process. I mean, playing behind him was one of probably the best thing, you know, that happened to me because he's a great guy. He never was selfish about anything that happened to him. So I just took that approach, and, you know, I finally get my opportunity where things work out the way it is, but I feel like it's going to be a great thing for both of us.
Do you kind of model your game at all after him, or is there another running back you look to emulate or see some of yourself in?
I want to say I model my game, my off the field. I mean, the way that he worked, I saw how much work that he put in off the field, you know, not through the week, through the off season, how much work he did and how much it takes just to stay healthy, because he's been playing a long time in the league, and that's exactly what I want to do. So I modeled some of my workouts after him, and I grew up watching Brian Westbrook. I mean, he did it all. He passed block, he caught out the backfield, and he ran the ball extremely hard. So, I mean, I love to watch some of his highlights all the time.
Did you ever get the opportunity to run that famous hill he runs every offseason, almost like Walter Payton?
No, I didn't get a chance to run that hill with him, but I actually picked a hill of my own to run, and I've been running that for two off seasons now. So, you know, like how Walter Payton runs it, Forte runs one, you know, I had to pick my own hill, so I'm excited to do that. I run that about, you know, every other week.